Okay, so it's day two at Cheltenham Science Festival, and I'm here in the MRC Chill Out Room with Judith Eads. I've just stopped to talk to her, see what her opinions are on the festival so far. So Judith, if you could just let us know what it is exactly that you're doing and how you're finding it so far.
So the Medical Research Council has sponsored the Science Festival for the last 7 years, and this year we're promoting our neuroscience portfolio. So we're doing lots of activities based on the human brain. So we're getting children to look at a model, a life-size model of a human brain, and we're asking them to guess kind of the weight compared to other animals and to babies, so they get a perspective on sort of how big their brain is at the moment, how big it could grow to. We're doing lots of work with them on getting the idea across about neurons. So what are neurons? How do they work? We're lining all the all our kind of school students who come and see us. We're lining them up in rows and giving them messages to pass down the line in order to teach them how neurons work in the brain. And then we're also doing a section on brain diseases. So we're focusing on Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, because this time last year at the festival, that's what people really wanted to know about.
Yeah. So how are you finding this year's festival in relation to last year? Because they must have covered cancer last year, didn't they?
Yeah, so we covered cancer last year, which was fantastic because we had so much public interest. And that's why we kind of wanted to carry on the momentum this year with focusing on specific diseases that a lot of people can relate to. So, you know, there's nearly 1 million people in the UK who have Alzheimer's disease, and more are being diagnosed as diagnosis. Right, can I start that again?
Yeah, that's fine.
What was the question? Oh, yes, the cancer. So last year we worked on cancer, and we focused on our cancer research that's going across the Medical Research Council in different units and centres. And this year we thought we'd focus on another kind of very common selection of diseases, which is brain diseases, focusing in on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And so we've got slides of Parkinsonian brain in mice. We have got lots of microscopic images of Alzheimer's brains, the brain cells of people who've got Alzheimer's, looking at how the brain cell is destroyed. We have got lots of slides of other sort of brain diseases like motor neuron disease, and also we've got a scan which we're showing of somebody who's had a stroke, because I mean that's another very common not a disease condition, an occurrence in sort of more elderly people often. And so we thought a lot of people never get to see what it actually looks like. So we're really trying to give people an insight into the brain, how it works, and the diseases that are associated with it.
So are you finding that the public have quite a high background knowledge of this already? Like, do you think brain diseases are something that's a hot topic at the moment, so there's quite a lot of coverage out there for people to know about it, or are they coming to the festival with like no preconceptions of anything?
I think, Cheltenham does draw quite a well-educated audience. It has to be said, you know, people often come because they like science or they have a general interest in science anyway. And we're really targeting that general audience just to give them more information. But and so you get sort of people who are coming in, and the minute they see that we're doing something about the brain, they always have a story to tell, whether it's, you know, a grandparent or a parent who's suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, or they know someone who's had Parkinson's. Everybody can relate to it, which is why we've been quite busy over the course of the first 2 days, which is great. So
Well, thank you for taking some time to talk to me. I hope the rest of your day isn't as hectic as it has been, because you've been completely mobbed. And good luck with the rest of the festival.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks.